Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania at 13,340 feet is the highest mountain in Africa. Because it's the largest freestanding mountain in the world, more land can be seen from its top than any other place on the planet. I've been gazing at this magnificent sleeping volcano nearly every February since 1993, and unfortunately I've also been watching the snow and ice disappear on it. After I climbed Mount Shasta in 2008, it occurred to me in one of those duh moments that you could actually prepare mentally and physically for the challenge of climbing a big peak. So a year and a half ago, I decided that I should climb Kilimanjaro before I turn 60, which is soon. Accordingly, I dropped from 186 to 160 pounds, and I got stronger and more aerobic. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm bringing my collapsible hula hoop to the summit. There can't be too many people that have hooped on the roof of Africa. But I have never been above 15,000 feet, and no matter your physical condition, anyone can suffer acute mountain sickness at high altitudes. We shall see. I've often been asked, Michael, why in the world are you doing this? Perhaps I feel the urgency of my own diminishing time and my waning ability to do all those things on the bucket list. Researchers have found in humans and rats that it is the anticipation of the reward rather than the reward itself which brings pleasure. To that end, I have certainly enjoyed the training and preparation. But honestly, I just don't know why I'm doing this. I guess I just want to see if I can climb a really tall mountain. By the time you hear this, I will have either summited or I will be wearing a button they sell in East Africa that says, almost. It won't matter. So what's next? I suspect I'll be planning another challenge, which could be the next mountain, a career change, or who knows what. But now I know that the reward, the gift, is not at the end of the voyage, but indeed it is the journey itself. This is Michael Ellis with The Perspective.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.